Today we'll be Ezra Shembe learn the Aflamet Ches of Masechtes Gittin. Some of the topics we learn about include a continuation of the approaches of Abaye and Rava in the Mishnah's case of Eved Shenishba Upidu. The Eved Kenani of one person was captured by Akum and then redeemed by another person. And their explanation of Rabbi Yechanan's statement of Eved Shebarach Mibes Sasurim Yotze Lecherus V'loi Oid El Shekeif Nisraboi B'Kois of Leget Shecher. If a slave is captured and then escapes, he becomes free, and Beis Din compels his owner to write him a get shecher. Kol mashacher avdoi oivu be'asei. A person may not free his servant, and if he does so, he transgressed a mitzvah sasei. However, the Gemara teaches two situations in which all agree that one may free an eved. Rabba Omar Rav says, Hamakdish avdo yotz lecheres. If a person states that his servant shall become hekdish, the servant becomes free, because d'lahava am kodesh kama. He meant for the Eved to become free as a member of Klal Yisrael, who were considered a holy nation. The contradicting brisa regarding Hamakdish Nechasa B'hoyu Ben Avadim, a person who makes all his assets hektish, and he owns servants, that holds if he was Makdish Bestam, the Eved does not become free, but rather becomes hektish for his value. Hamafker Abdo Yotz Lecheres. All agree that if one declares his Eved Kenani ownerless, he becomes free. However, there is a machlekes whether he still requires a shtar shicher, a document of release. Rav holds tzarach get shicher, and Shmuel holds ein tzarach get shicher.